Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God as we gather in the sanctuary of St. John's to pour out our thanksgiving and our praise of our glorious God. So good to welcome all of you. We welcome special guests. You switch sides. You're not allowed to do that. We have Myron and Stephanie Stewart, and Myron is in charge of the men's ministry at Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. So they are going to load up their van with all those things that people have dropped off, and Myron will be sharing with us. But thank you for coming to be with us today. Share some announcements. We offer our sympathy to Kathy Bosselman and family upon the death of Kathy's mother, Helen Murdoch, who died Friday evening at the age of 101. So though they're mourning and grieving, they are celebrating a blessed life. Senior YF will kick off, have their opening kickoff night this Wednesday. Our other ministries began this last Wednesday and had a good turnout and some enjoyment there. I want to share with you that Buffy Riley, one of our accompanists, has a new title. She is the Interim Director of Music Ministry. So while the search is going on for a pastor of youth and young adult ministry, and we've kind of held off doing anything about the position of pastor of music and worship, in this in-between time, however that in-between will go, Buffy has agreed to help us, and so she's the interim director, and we're meeting tomorrow afternoon to get started. So her first day is tomorrow. She was at 8 o'clock service, so they clapped for her there, and she said she would not be able to be here at 10:30. So you can say something to her the next time you see her. She'll be helping, you know, pick the music and lead the various choirs and help arrange all those kind of things. So looking forward to her help. Next weekend is Discovery Weekend, where our search committee will have two members of Shepherd staff here for Friday through Sunday. They will have dinner with some of our search committee members on Friday, maybe go to the football game, and then all day Saturday they're meeting with different groups. They'll meet with members of the search committee for an hour. They will meet with the consistory for an hour, and they'll meet with some other groups throughout the afternoon. The whole purpose is to get to know St. John's. And then they'll be here on Sunday morning, and then the search committee will have a two-hour lunch meeting with the Shepherd staff and kind of share, they'll share what they have found and discovered about St. John's. And then they will go back, finalize all the documents, and the search for that youth and young adult position will really begin. So I would invite you to be praying for Discovery Weekend next weekend. And so with that said, I do invite you to come forward, Myron, and share with us from Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission.
All right. Again, thank you, Pastor. Thank you to St. John's Christian Church for everything that you all do for us at the Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, being a partner that we have been in partnership with, not quite sure how long it's been, but it's been a while. But we don't take that lightly. I am the chaplain at the men's facility and also one of the board members. And Being the chaplain, and from that position, I come in and deal with the people who come in that are in a season of life where they're struggling. Maybe they're homeless. Maybe they have a place that they stay, but don't really can't feed themselves. But being on the board is different because I get to see some of the struggles that come with. You know, being where we are, we don't take any funds from the government because at that point they can kind of dictate, you know, what we do, and we want to keep Christ at the center of our ministry. So we have to keep the government out of it. And we're just thankful for a church like this that would come in. And I believe it's Mark chapter 8 when Jesus fed the 4,000 with seven fish and a few, or seven loaves and a few fish. And I think Matthew's gospel and maybe 14, I think, talked about the five loaves and the two fishes. But in both of those passages, the one common thread was compassion. And when St. John's, when you come down to run a chapel, I think four times a year, and feed the people. There's compassion in that. You just don't, that's just something you don't do. You could send money or you could just keep us in prayer, but to come down and actually be the hands and the feet for four times a year, it means a lot. Just for those who aren't familiar with the Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, you can familiarize yourself a little bit with tgrm.org. But just real quick, our men's shelter, we have a 41-bed facility. We can expand that out if need be. We haven't had to of late. Our women's facility, we run a women and children's facility. I believe women, children up to age 12. And when we think about that ministry, that's the biggest ministry in the state of Ohio for women and children. We can take up to 21 moms and 60 kids. I'm not sure where we're at now. I think we're at about probably 7 moms and 20 kids. But as you can imagine, the weather is going to change and get cold, and there'll be more people staying in our facilities. But the men and women that come to us, they're broken. They're broken. They've been pushed aside by a lot of society, and we have a chance to share Jesus with them, number one, and then we have a chance to feed them and encourage them to start to put their lives together. A lot of them have burned every bridge possible. And we've seen men and women get their lives back together and restore relationships. We've seen people come to Christ, and just thankful for everything that you all do for us, and just praying that our partnership will go on. Thanks, Pastor.
The opening scripture today is from Psalm 139, 13 through 16. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Let's pray. O God, we trust in your power to create and to sustain us, but we couldn't trust if we didn't know that you're always nearby. Be with us, Lord, as we are gathered here to worship you. Help us to not check our minds or our hearts at the door, but enable us to bring all that we are to you, so that we might experience your touch upon all aspects of our lives. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hooray for Buffy Riley in her new position. I've worked with her, and she is wonderful. I have a question. Will she have the power to fire song leaders?
No authority to fire, but to train, equip, and reintroduce.
And we all know I need that, right? Would you please arise and let us sing our opening hymn of praise. It is, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. It is found on page number 59 of your red hymnals at your pews.
You to affirm our faith together through the words and meaning of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven.
Amen.
invite children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. Thanks for coming up. Did you eat breakfast this morning? What did you have? Can you remember? What did you have? Tiger cereal with milk and peanut butter. The peanut butter goes on the cereal? I'll have to try that. Any of the others remember what you had for breakfast? Did you have the same thing, tiger cereal with peanut butter? Yeah? Anybody have fruit? Eggs? Waffles, French toast, pancakes? Cereal? Okay, cereal. Well, that's good because guess what? I'm a cereal kind of guy. My mother was a dietitian, which means she planned menus so that people ate healthily. And she tested all of her recipes at home. And so we learned how to eat right. Fortunately, when I turned 18, I could eat what I wanted to after I left the house. And breakfast always slowed me down. Somewhere from about the time I was 18 until I was almost 50, I never ate breakfast. But then in 2013, I went on sabbatical and I spent 3 months with my wife and we had to eat breakfast. And so now I sit there and I eat breakfast with my wife 5 out of 7 days. But I am a cereal person. Occasionally I'll eat eggs and bacon, sometimes pancakes. Whenever I make it to the men's prayer breakfast, it's awesome. But at home, I just eat cereal. Do you know why I eat cereal? It's good for you, and it's quick. It's fast. You can get to work soon after that. But cereal, you know, sometimes I get this older person. Did you ever eat bite-sized shredded wheats? Once in a while? Wow. You don't have this? Okay, I was wondering. Because there's no prizes in here, okay? But on the side of it, it tells us what is in this box of cereal to keep us healthy. So there's whole grain wheat, there's some sugar, there's gelatin, and then there's something to take care of freshness, and then there's all these kind of vitamins. B3... B6, I can't pronounce the name, so I'm just going with the numbers. There's all these vitamins in there so that we have solid bones and so we grow up and we can be healthy and have energy to make it through the school day. So it's good to eat breakfast. Okay, so if you don't have this at home, do you want to take this box or should I take it home? You don't want it? Wow. You didn't even think about that, did you? You just don't want it. I have to ask more later about peanut butter and cereal, okay? That's intriguing. Why am I talking about cereal? In our reading from the Bible, we're going to read from a very short letter. Guy's name is Titus. Can you say Titus? Titus, very good. He was a co-worker of Paul's, and Paul wrote him this letter. And in Titus chapter 3, we learn a couple of things that Paul wants Titus to be about. And just like we take in cereal or breakfast food to keep us energized, we take in God's word so we know how to live according to the way God wants us to live. And he includes in there that we are to be doing good. Do you ever do good? I hope so. I should ask your parents that you do good. Do you do good? Okay. Do good is, you know, you're kind to other people. Do good, you're smiling at people. You can offer them a encouraging word. If you see somebody drop a book at school, you can help them pick it back up. They're doing good. It's also about being kind. So being kind means that we're not going to call other people names. We're not going to make fun of classmates or people here at church. Okay? We're going to be kind. And that's what Titus is telling us. We want to do good, and we want to be kind. Okay, so try to take in those words as you eat breakfast every morning, all right? Let's pray. God, we thank you for the blessing of children. We thank you for growing faith. We pray for them and their parents, their families, as they raise them up in the faith, that they would know what it means to do good and to be kind to one another, as you are kind and doing good to us. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. I guess if it would have been a box of candy, they would have taken it, huh? Come into our time of prayer this morning. You can see concerns on the back of the bulletin. It's good to see that Tom is here. His arm is closely tied to his body, so he's not doing anything he shouldn't do. You can note that Diane Weirich is having a second surgery. She had some therapy or a therapy session and endured or experienced more pain, so had other scans, and they have to go in and do that operation over. So please be praying for her and for Ed. And you can see that I added Lynn's brother, Stan Buer, who is now in hospice care in Adrian. We were able to go visit him on Friday afternoon, and he has not eaten or had anything to drink since last Sunday. So the days and the hours are approaching for him, but we're able to be with him and with his wife Nancy, and the children are gathering today, but just pray for his peace. Let's bow before the Lord. Lord God, as your people, may we be thankful for prayer. Prayer, a time to talk with you, a time to listen for your voice, a time to share our concerns, a time to make our requests. But Lord, help us to know that it's not all about our requests. It's about praying for your will to be accomplished in our lives, in the life of the church, in the life of the nation, in the life of the world. Lord, we pray that when we pray, we have humbled ourselves, we have bowed before you, recognizing that you are God. You are God. You are holy. You are perfect and righteous. And you desire us to be holy. You have created us to be sacred, to be set apart for your work, for your ministry. And yet, Lord, you created us as individuals to make our own decisions. And we are so thankful that knowing how humans might act, your plan was to send Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior, that though we strive to be righteous, we don't have to be perfect, because we can bow and before you and pray for forgiveness, to be filled with your grace and your mercy. And as we confess, you blot out our sin, our iniquities, and you make us whole. In our time of prayer, we express our thanksgiving and our praise for the relationship that you have established to each one of us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Lord, I pray that our kindness, our doing good, would shine brighter in the world, a world in need of encouragement and support, of kind acts, of your love and your mercy and your grace. Lord, we pray for Gene and for Tom. We pray for Alice and Diane and Jack and Monty. We pray for them as they go through their times of surgery or their times of recovery. We pray for their strength. We pray for their healing. We pray for their peace of mind and their endurance and their patience. We pray for everyone that is tending to them, spouses and family and friends, physicians and nurses and therapists. Lord, we pray for Kathy and her family as they mourn the loss of her mother, but Lord, also may they celebrate her life. We just pray that they would know your peace in that promised hope of everlasting life. Lord, we pray for Stan and the family as he goes through these days. Lord, once again, we thank you for that promise and that hope of everlasting life, of living with you, that life in this world for a Christian is not the end, but only the beginning. And Lord, we thank you for that time of transition that comes through Jesus Christ. We continue to pray for that local man whose name is Larry. We pray that he would continue to just make it through each day in this time of grief and mourning of the death of his fiancée. And Lord, as he deals with all the details with that and the emotions, and also deals with getting back into sync and to work, we pray for your sustaining hand to be upon him. God, we pray that you would unite our hearts through the power of your Spirit as we offer up the prayer of our Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.